Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, as we're less than 2 weeks away from WWDC 2023 kicking off, Apple has published a new press release going in-depth on the schedule for the multi-day festivities. First and foremost, Apple has confirmed that it will hold its annual WWDC keynote on opening day, June 5th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Apple says that this keynote will, quote, launch a first look at exciting updates coming to Apple's platforms later this year. The keynote address will be live streamed via Apple's website, via the developer app, the Apple TV app, and YouTube, with on-demand playback available right after the conclusion of the stream. Later that same day, Apple will hold the platform's State of the Union at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. During the State of the Union, Apple will go further in-depth on the new features and APIs announced for developers during the primary keynote. This will include a deeper dive into the new tools, technologies, and advances in things like iOS 17 and the long-awaited Apple headset. The platform State of the Union will be streamed via the Apple Developer app and the Apple Developer website. And concluding that final day's festivities, Apple will hold the Apple Design Awards at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. The Design Awards will be unveiled via the Apple Developer app and website and will promote different creative and innovative apps for Apple's platforms from third-party developers. We've got a full rundown of the Apple Design Award finalists at the link in the show notes below. Along with announcing the full schedule for WWDC, Apple has also sent invites to the keynote to members of the press. Most notably, Apple has invited several experts in virtual reality to the event, aligning with rumors that Apple will finally announce its AR and VR headset at WWDC. Apple is known for carefully choosing the members of the press and different creators who will attend its events, so the inclusion of these AR and VR experts and their respective websites is notable this year, and for many of them, it's the first time they've ever been invited to an Apple event. So as all of these stars begin to align, it's becoming even more clear that Apple is fully planning on debuting its first virtual reality headset, likely called the Reality Pro, at WWDC in less than 2 weeks. In other news today, Apple announced earlier this month that it would be bringing its professional creative software for filmmakers and musicians to the iPad for the first time. Following that announcement, Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro are now officially available via the App Store. Both of these apps have been customized to take advantage of the iPad's touch-first interface, and they bring over many of the popular features from Final Cut and Logic on the Mac. Final Cut Pro is available for $5 a month or $49 a year after a one-month free trial. Final Cut works with the iPad Pro models with an M1 or M2 processor and the iPad Air 5th generation with an M1. Logic Pro is available for the same $5 a month or $49 a year price, again with a one-month free trial. This app is available for any iPad with an A12 Bionic chip or newer. This includes the iPad Mini 5th generation and later, the iPad 7th generation and later, the iPad Air 3rd generation and later, the 11-inch 2018 iPad Pro and later, and the 12.9-inch 2018 third generation iPad Pro and later. The first reviews of Apple's first ever creative professional apps on the iPad have also been published, with the consensus being that they're a great step in the right direction, but not quite fully baked for creatives who rely on the full suite of features from Final Cut and Logic on the Mac. Rounding out today, Apple has announced a major new partnership with Broadcom, one of its longtime supply chain partners. This new partnership, which Apple says is a multi-billion dollar, multi-year agreement, will see Broadcom develop and build a number of 5G radio frequency components in the United States. These components will be developed at Broadcom's manufacturing and technology hubs across the country, including in Fort Collins, Colorado, where Broadcom already has a major facility. With this investment from Apple, Broadcom will be able to, quote, continue investing in critical automation projects and upskilling with technicians and engineers, end quote. Apple says that this investment is being made as part of the company's 2021 announcement to invest $430 billion into the U.S. economy over 5 years. As it stands today, Apple says it's on pace to meet its target through things like direct spend with American suppliers, data center investments, capital expenditures in the U.S., and more. Notably, this deal with Broadcom for 5G frequency components comes as Apple continues to develop its own in-house technology for things like Bluetooth and Wi-Fi chips, which Apple currently sources from Broadcom. Apple is rumored to be developing a combination Wi-Fi and Bluetooth chip that could debut as soon as 2025. Again, these components are currently sourced from Broadcom. And back in 2019, it was rumored that Apple was in the running to acquire Broadcom's radio frequency business, but nothing ultimately came of these rumors, and Broadcom eventually opted not to sell the business at all. And instead of that acquisition, Apple appears to have instead just opted to invest in the company. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.